Okay, so it's time for another check-in on South by Southwest Music Festival going on down in Austin, Texas. More than 1,300 music acts, buzzworthy bands, and the music lovers who love them. So maybe you couldn't make it out to Austin this year. I couldn't either. Don't worry about it. NPR Music, NPR's music. We have all these people who work for mu on music at NPR now. It's great, and they have got you covered. 20 of the festival's hottest bands live in concert for your viewing and listening pleasure. Streaming webcasts on npr.org/music and live broadcasts on NPR stations across the country. Joining us now, live, of course, from South by Southwest, is Bob Boylan, host of NPR's All Songs Considered. Hey, Bob.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Well, it might sound a little like Barry White this
You
morning
do
doing
sound.
your South by Southwest coverage. I'm doing great. Seeing some amazing music.
Okay, let's talk about some of the best stuff, some of the highlights from a few of the bands who performed earlier this week. Some of your favorites, I hear. Let's start with Dead Confederate. This is a Georgia-based band known as Champions of Southern Rock. What is Southern Rock, Bob?
It's got a lot of hair. It's got a lot of guitar. These days, it seems pretty psychedelic.
Really?
Yeah, these guys are pulsing. They were louder than REM were. And, you know, usually the sound people just reserve the right for the headline band to be louder, but these guys were bombastic.
Wow.
They're
Okay. Look, I think we've got a little bit of this actually. The last song from their set on Wednesday night, this is a track called Tortured Artist Saint. Let's listen.
Great.
They're not really rocking right there. That might not be the best illustration of the rockin' Dead Confederate.
They did build. They had the kind of Pink Floyd-y builds to their rockiness too.
Mm-hmm.
So there were moments where it got pulsing instead of rocking, and then it was all the counterpoint. So that when the rocking happened, it was that much more powerful. Very
cool.
Good.
So there are a whole lot of music acts down there. It's like a cornucopia of good musicness. And admittedly, a lot of bands that I haven't heard of. One, clearly, that I have, you already mentioned them, REM. How was their show?
Their show was good, and then it got real good at the end. I can't quite explain what it was, but here's a crowd who's going to try to see, you know, probably 100 bands, most of them, during the course of the week. I felt that there was a bit of a jadedness going on in the audience. I didn't know that the band lit up the audience, but at the very end of the show, they sang Happy Birthday to their man behind the curtain, and it was very personal, and there was something about it that I think was very personal to the crowd, and then they lit up, and their last two songs were just joyous.
Well, we don't have the Happy Birthday song, but we do have a little bit from that
from
that concert.
One.
Let's listen to some.
What if I rock? What if you walk? What if you rocked around the clock? Tip, top, tip, top. What if you tried? What if you walk? What if you tried? But you get off, baby.
I love Michael Stipe. Okay, so that's Drive from REM. They've got a new album, though, Bob, huh? Their 14th coming out this spring. What's the early word?
They are really trying hard to bring themselves back to a place where they feel
relevant,
that spark again. Well, relevant is going to be up to the audience there, but in terms of just making themselves a band making great music again and very guitar driven. It's not for the acoustic REM folks. Hang on to those records because you're going to still want to listen to them. It's not in Accelerate, which is the name of the new record, but guitar-driven Peter Buck, really good.
Cool. Okay, I'm going to wrap up with a musician that I hear you are quite fond of. Musician named Bon Iver,
yes.
A pseudonym
for.
Take it easy, Bob. Take it easy. A pseudonym for singer-songwriter Justin Vernon. And we did, I'm going to out you a little bit. We got an email from one of your NPR Music colleagues who shall remain.
I bet it was Steven.
Who shall remain anonymous. It wasn't actually. He wrote, quote, "I think Bob wants to marry this band." You love them. Justin Vernon apparently wrote the songs for his album For Emma forever ago while living in a remote cabin in a winter in northwestern Wisconsin. Really?
Yeah, he was running away from something. He was in a band in the Carolinas, and he took off, and I don't think he even intended to write a record. The record poured out of him, and then he started to take this material and play it on stage. And what's cool about it is, though, he wrote the record, recorded the record all alone in that cabin in Wisconsin. It was his dad's. He called up an old student, guitar student of his, and he joined the band. And then some guy in the audience saw him and said to Justin Vernon, "Hey, dude, I could really do justice to your music." That's not a quote. And the three of these people make fantastically dynamic music. Music came from somebody's heart and soul all alone, and now the three of them are reinventing the music to make it even more dynamic. And hear the record, to fall in love, and see them live, and it's a wondrous event.
Okay, well, we are going to listen to a little bit. Here's Justin Vernon, a.k.a. Bon Iver, performing last night.
So
I like it, Bob. You sold me.
Wait till you hear the rest.
The rest?
Wait till you hear the rest.
The rest. Okay. I'll go back. I'll go back. I'll listen to it. Hey, Bob, have fun.
Thank you.
Bob Boylan, host of NPR's All Songs Considered. Thanks for being with us, as always. And you can check out these bands and today's concert lineup down in Austin online at npr.org/music. And we're going to put that link up on our site, npr.org/Bryant Park. Let's listen to a little more Bon Iver.